fertilized. And that is the same argument that they used when they were arguing for the abortion, and they use the same argument in this. Like, there was, like, two different articles. Like, one was about the abortion.
What about the ethics?
Like, people, like, mainly, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, well, mainly it goes about how the ethics and the the scientific community, it's, like, split apart because some people believe, like, what they're doing is unreal, like, it's, yeah, and people, and then, like, the other half of them think it could save so many people's lives, and to some extent that it's actually a good thing.
But then some people are like, is it right to sacrifice somebody's life to save others?
Right.
Yeah.
I think the hardest group to differentiate would be the scientists. I think it would be most difficult for them because they're the ones that have the ability to do it, and to whether or not to continue their research would be really a difficult decision as to whether which human is worth more, basically.
The only thing I found was, like, a lot of it's from the in vitro fertilization, like, it's left over, and, like, the couples that have left over either can, like, destroy them or, like, keep them stored, which is, like, really expensive. So most of the time they're going to become destroyed anyways, so why not use them for research?
Then, like, some presidents, you said, because there's the political part of it, some presidents, it's, like, up to them. Like, I found out that Bush didn't exactly support it, so he called for the funds to be canceled, but then when Obama went in, he went to the opposite of that and, switched the policy, so that it was. It just depends on who's in
charge
office to decide how much funding's going to get.
I think you'll also find that in politics, the Republican Party is almost always against it, and people in the Democratic Party are more for it.
And a lot of people on the fence?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the church is a really big advocate for anti-stem cell research. Like, they really aren't okay with it. I put a quote from the Pope in my paper about how he said that it's unnecessary and it's a work upon an innocent life, and about how he doesn't support it, and how all Catholics shouldn't support it either. So that's probably hard. If you would say if you were a scientist and a Catholic and you wanted to help people with stem cell research, but you couldn't because of your religion, you could get kicked out of your church.
Some people, like, I don't know what the word is, some people, like, thought of it as, like, murder. That's what I read, but they didn't think of it like that, but they, like, the reason why they weren't for it is because it'd be, like, just like murder, they're killing a new, like,
yeah, because they thought of it as,
that's how they, like, described it.
Yeah, but then they also, like, it's not really human being until it has, like, human characteristics.
Yeah,
and
like, yeah,
got
the utilitarian
and
side
features.
You brought up in vitro fertilization and how the embryos, that a lot of these embryos don't ever come to fruition. In other words, they're never transplanted back into a woman or anything. So think about that.
Yeah,
is that the same? Is that different?
Because, like, the way I looked at it, like, most of them are being destroyed anyways, so they're, like, being destroyed for no reason. But if you destroy them and then you, like, use them for a purpose, then it's
okay.
Seems better. I don't. That's how I thought of it.
Are you asking our opinions? I think that I even wrote a whole paragraph about my opinion and how I think that no matter what, a human is a human, and it would, if we allowed stem cell research to destroy human fetuses, then it would become a question of, it could even go back to, are slaves humans too, because we're saying that not everyone is equal. I really believe in equality, and I think that value and worth isn't determined by your stage in your life or how old you are or your stature, but just by your existence.
Anybody else put opinions into their paper?
Can I ask Keita a question? So, like, when it comes to the extra embryos, how would you feel about that? What would you
think? If you're asking me personally, I don't think that it's fair to fertilize multiple embryos and then pick one, basically, to become a human. I don't think that's fair. I think that if you would go to a doctor to help you have children and three eggs are fertilized, and I think that you should carry them all to term. It's just my personal opinion. I'm not judging anybody who doesn't do that. I'm just saying that's what I think is right. It'd be like having three children, picking which one gets to live, in my mind.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Well, if people are going to have all those fertilized and everything, why not put them to use if you're just going to get rid of them?
Well, sometimes the fertilization doesn't always take, is why they fertilize so many eggs.
Like with the triplets.
Yeah. Right, like
Cameron Haley and stuff. Like they put three in there because they just to make sure at least one got in all three.
Any other thoughts? Did you come across any research that wasn't necessarily related to embryonic stem cells?
Yeah, but I just searched.
I came across it, and then I was like, "Oh, this is it. What we're looking for?"
I figured you'd want embryonic because you said controversy. So.
Yeah, I was just curious if anybody else did find some controversy in other areas.
It didn't seem like it, or not as much.
Did you come across any articles that maybe took you off in another direction just because it was about stem cells, but they were taking them from other places besides embryos?
Wasn't there, like, an eagle? I think I read something about doing eagles, but I don't remember.
Something
about
the study
with
mice or something.
Yeah, there was a study with mice.
Yeah.
I thought, was there, like, something, like, you could get them from the umbilical cord or something?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I read something about that.
But then they weren't sure which one was going to work, so they wanted to do studies with both, but then they didn't have enough funding to do for both to see which one would work better.
Which, it would be terrible to be a government scientist, I think, because with each new term, you're going to have differentiating funding and differentiating in support, like, and I don't think that's fair.
What about the idea of if there's embryonic stem cells versus the umbilical cord stem cells, but we have to know if each one works or not. How do you get to that point?
You have to do research on both.
So that's where for the scientist, a lot of time, that's, I think, what she's talking about, that's where that comes in, right, is I have to have both facts, and I can't have the facts of the one without maybe the moral consequences that come with it. What kind of things can it cure?
Cancer.